Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Welcome, everybody. We're going to bring back the voice line day after tomorrow. Just that quick, you can still leave a message using the iHeartRadio app. All you do is look for the little microphone icon, and you can talk back to the show. Those messages are reviewed. A lot of them are used. You can call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Later this hour, we're going to test the vegan. We are going to have to test the vegan on a story that is of the utmost environmental importance in the United States. I'm not kidding you. And we're going to see which way she goes on the question that we're going to pose to her after we put the facts out.
It's kind of an ethics.
It is. It kind of came up a week or so ago on the show related to this, but stand by. The mystery will be solved.
I'm standing by.
And I guess in a few minutes, we're going to find out how much LA County taxpayers get hosed with this case against the LA County sheriffs over the Kobe Bryant photos.
They have a verdict?
They do have a verdict. I'm not sure when the judge is going to read it, but
well,
yes.
That was quick.
Very quick.
Uh-oh. That's not good. I mean, $75 million is what the attorneys for Vanessa Bryant and Mr. I think his name is Chris Chester were asking the jury to fork over.
Jury could offer even more if they want.
I guess you're right. They could. They could go beyond that.
Yeah, right.
All right. Are we going to get a live reading or we're just going to get the news bulletin?
I don't know. Is there any
courtroom coverage? It's a federal civil lawsuit, so I don't know what the rules are there.
Yeah. It's okay. Right. Just keep going to work. We got to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Some idiot sheriff at a bar is handing out awful, grisly photos. We got to pay for that.
All right. Now we move over to Vagrant Town, and one of our favorite places to talk about vagrants is the Bay Area, namely San Francisco, but there's problems in Oakland and other parts of the Bay Area. So we have an investigation that's been launched by the San Francisco City Attorney, David Chu. Apparently there is video obtained by ABC7 in the Bay Area showing a San Rafael police officer dropping off a homeless man onto the streets of San Francisco.
Oh, no!
A San Francisco resident took the footage. The officer leaves the man in a residential neighborhood. It gets better. After the police officer left, the man proceeded to light an object on fire and started throwing rocks. And that's when neighbors called SFPD to come and maybe take control of this situation.
Well, it's in San
4 days later, they came. I'm kidding.
Isn't San Francisco a sanctuary city for homeless people?
That's what I thought. What's wrong with that? And you know this goes on everywhere. We've talked about this for years. It's one of the unspoken rules. If you don't see homeless people in some areas, that's because they bust them out.
Right.
They coach them out. They, whatever word you want to use, they counsel them out.
They put them in the back of the police car and
that's
throw
the term
them
they
out.
Used to use. This is the term they used to use in my accounting firm when we got word that there was some layoffs coming during one of the recession periods. And there was one guy in charge of that. And uh-oh, you don't want to get a message he wants to see. You're going to get counseled out.
Counseled out. Why don't companies want to use the
fired
word? Yeah. Why did they come up with all
these
euphemisms?
Years ago, they didn't even want to use it then. They want to say fired, just counseled.
Counseled out.
Yes.
What is with all the euphemisms?
It's kind of like the belief that you'll just be told that maybe your prospects are better elsewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe your skill set is...
Maybe you stink at your job. Maybe you're no good. Let's see. There's at least, as of 2020, 19,000 homeless people in San Francisco. So they add 19,000. So they add one more from this police car.
And it's an outrage.
And this is a television news story. Now they have, what, 19,001?
Yeah, in fact, they just put out their homeless count in San Francisco, and it is supposed to pass 20,000 people. But I'm looking at one of the charts in this report, and of course they love to say this. We estimate 4 households become homeless for every 1 household housed. We just can't. It's that usual we can't keep up.
What do you mean they become homeless? Most of these people are from out of state or out of the city. Most of them in Los Angeles are. They're from all over the country. They're opioid and meth addicts from Kentucky and Texas and Tennessee and Illinois. These are everybody's loser kids who've been thrown out of the house. The drug addict bum son that the parents finally kick out because he stole and sold all of his mom's jewelry. That's what is the real world. That's what really goes on.
The San Francisco city attorney said it's disturbing that another jurisdiction would drop off someone experiencing homelessness or mental health challenges in the middle of a residential neighborhood with no resources around.
There are cities all over the country who put their homeless on buses headed for L.A.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
That's what Greyhound is for now.
It's just not reported.
No normal person takes a Greyhound bus. It's a national transit system for the homeless and the insane.
So the San Rafael Police Department responded. Lieutenant Scott Eberle told Channel 7 in the Bay Area that the officer brought the man to San Francisco because he threatened a security guard at a mall, and he allegedly told the officer, "That's where I want to go." See? They just acted as a taxi service.
That's where he wanted to go.
That's where he wanted to go.
So all they did is give him a ride. Why is that so terrible?
Nevertheless, though, the city of San Rafael is apologizing to the city of San Francisco and to the residents of the neighborhood where the man was left off.
The city is apologizing to another city.
We do not have a policy to take people to other jurisdictions or leave them without any notification or approval. Well, I have a feeling it's an unwritten policy.
Right. It's what you said before. Any town that doesn't seem to have homeless means they have a distribution system.
And you know what? Because the response is, well, they have the homeless industrial complex there. That's why a lot of people remember years ago they were dropping them off on Skid Row in downtown LA because they say you have the infrastructure there. You have the mission and all of those organizations.
Because if you're a town without homeless, then you're not going to have any agencies. What are you going to waste money on? You don't have customers, right?
Right. So if you find one guy, take him somewhere where there are services.
I am just appalled and aghast. Can you imagine? Somebody brought a homeless person to San Francisco. Now there's 19,001 homeless people.
I mean, honestly, what do you really think Beverly Hills does? I mean, I have no proof of this, but remember that we covered the story a couple of years ago. They had like these ambassadors who would walk around.
They're counseled out.
I would imagine that they're told, if you need services, we can take you there. And there's got to be a way because they don't have this problem. And they're right in the middle of L.A.
Well,
if you
go up, you know, several times a day to the same guy, eventually he's going to get sick of it. And he's going to say, fine, put me in a car. Fine. I'll go. I'll go to L.A.
Take me away.
Take me away. I can't. I don't want to see you again.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, so what's your prediction here with this jury? How many millions do you think they'll award? Let's have a guess. Now, again, the plaintiffs for Vanessa Bryant are asking the jury to give $40 million to her and to this man, Chris Chester, who lost his wife and daughter, $30 million. Because he's a little older than Vanessa, I guess, as some of it has to do with life expectancy.
Well, but this
so
was,
it's $70 to $75 million is what he's asking.
Right, but it's a formula entirely made up by the lawyer
of course.
They should get $1 million.
Well, he has to give them some guidelines, right?
Oh, yeah, but they are arbitrary. They're arbitrary guidelines. I don't know how you put a price on this kind of feeling. It's a feeling of distress because you anticipate that the photo someday might be released online.
Right.
And
that's what it is. It's panic, anxiety,
and Vanessa
sadness.
Bryant's probably worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know what.
Yeah, somebody sent an email claiming she is worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, because
I didn't check it out.
Yeah, it's probably true because Kobe was paid hundreds of millions of dollars between his salary and endorsements. It's tremendous money. So I don't know. See, this is what I don't understand. The money's not going to change her life. The money's obviously not going to bring him and his daughter back. The money is supposed to, punish the county? Well, you're punishing the taxpayers. And the taxpayers, we're getting punished every day by 1,000 things that we're not responsible for. So, the sheriff's deputies can get punished by the department. They can be fired or disciplined, right? So I could see doing that. That would be legitimate. And that's, I don't even know what's happened there. Are these guys still employed? But... And they should. I'm going to say this till I drop dead. They should be financially liable for any distress payment to be made. But not the public. For God's sakes, no.
We know your viewpoint. I was just asking for a prediction. I think they're going to go big.
I think
they're going to go big. I think they're going to go at least $50 million.
It's so arbitrary, though.
Which of course can be knocked down by a judge or knocked down on appeal. It's not a given.
Yeah, I would give her the verdict, but you know, occasionally
give her a dollar.
You give her a dollar, I don't understand. I don't understand punishing the taxpayer.
They're going to get every dime.
No, but I know how the people who end up in juries. I know what they do. Hmm. I mean, but it's not because they're reasoning this through a real moral ethical lens. They. I don't know who they think they're punishing. Well, you know, in fact, I never see an interview with a juror who explains who they think they're punishing when they on
civil cases.
Yeah. Plus, I guess a lot of this might be covered by insurance. I don't even know.
Oh, that's a good question. You're right. I don't know that either.
Yeah. You know, so, but that should be explained. You know, of course, that drives up insurance premiums and, you know, we got to pay the law bills and all that. But the responsibility is entirely with those sheriffs or fire employees, entirely with them.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, there apparently the jury has reached a verdict. Vanessa Bryant and the husband of a woman and his daughter that was killed in the helicopter crash. So we're waiting to have that jury read that verdict. And we'll bring you the results. It's a civil case again, so it's not guilty or innocent. It's whether we'd be liable or not liable or something like that. So, and then, of course, the monetary award associated with that. So as soon as that happens, we'll bring you up to date on that. We were just talking about the vagrant story out of San Francisco. Now we take you to Riverside County, where I can't imagine ever wanting to do this job again if this happened to me. Apparently, at a Food for Less, a vagrant came in, apparently put his grocery cart full of items, would not pay for them, tried to exit. The store manager confronted him and got doused with lighter fluid. The homeless guy then pulled out a lighter and tried to set the store manager at the grocery store on fire.
Jeez.
Why, this is... Raul Batista is the homeless guy's name. He just entered a plea of not guilty, one count of attempted murder, one count of robbery. But people who live in the area said it's just getting uglier and uglier and worse. And some of the homeless people are just getting more and more violent. Now they're actually trying to set people on fire.
Yeah. Well, remember the homeless woman who set a 70-year-old on fire on one of the Metro trains?
On the train, right.
Yeah. Still haven't seen that video. They're covering it up.
No.
It's probably a meth addict. I mean, meth addicts act the most violent and unpredictable and most extreme.
And he's got lighter fluid there, or did he grab it from the store? Maybe he put it in his basket and just had it handy. It's like, wow, we're walking around now with lighter fluid.
Good
ready
Lord.
Ready to douse people and set them on fire at a moment's notice.
You know, and this is why you often see employees not bothering these homeless people, because they don't want to get stabbed in the chest. They don't want to get doused with lighter fluid.
Not so, over a basket of groceries.
Right.
I wouldn't.
No, right. So they roll out the basket of groceries without any resistance.
Loss. Right.
And there is no desire on the part of the silly asses that run our cities and counties to put a guy like this in a mental hospital for the rest of his life. There's no impulse whatsoever. They actually can set people on fire, and that doesn't change any of the policies.
So,
and nobody forces the politicians, the jackasses who run this place.
Connected to this, we mentioned that up in Sacramento, they only have a week of the legislative session left, so they're pushing all these bills through, and I can't believe I'm reading this. Senate Bill 262 is zero bail. Good Lord. That's back again. But that never
but they're
goes
bringing that
away.
Back. That was the last zero bail bill was overturned by an initiative.
A ballot measure, right?
How does this work?
I don't know. Do they write something that supposedly gets around it, or do we have to keep putting stuff on the ballot to overturn the legislation?
What is with this zero bail?
We found out yesterday the Yolo County DA said they rearrested 420 of the 595 people who got released without bail in a one-year period.
This is the biggest, most dangerous disaster, most dangerous failure that anybody's ever come up with. And the whack job progressives in Sacramento that we send to Sacramento, we're responsible for these people. They keep pushing no bail. Did you see the case in the Bronx a couple of weeks ago? There's video of this. There's a man standing in front of a restaurant.
Well, we talked about that.
Right, right, right.
He punched the other guy, yeah.
Right, and then
the second guy comes up
and gives him a fist to the face, knocks him out into a coma, fractured skull. And the guy who did the punch got released on no bail. He got released on no bail. And then the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, stepped in and overrode the Bronx district attorney and said, he has to go.
That development.
Yeah. She actually made a public announcement.
She's kind of a progressive
goofball. She's running for re-election.
And she's the one that just signed the bill where you can't call them felons anymore. They're formally incarcerated.
No, she's a 1,000-carat idiot. I mean, she's a complete fool. But, you know, she's running for re-election, and the tabloids in New York are running this story, and the local stations are running the video. I mean, it's such a clear, brutal punch. There's no questioning he did it, no questioning who did it. And did he get out on no bail? It was attempted murder. I mean, fractured the guy's skull because he hit his head on the sidewalk. How, you know, even she had to do something to save her own skin. And that's the thing. They have to be terrified that they're going to get thrown out of office. If they're not terrified of that, they are going to let everybody out. And they'll never put anybody in again.
All right. We got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
All right. The verdict's coming down probably before we finish the show.
But we have a verdict.
Okay.
Repeat the...
All right,
the
so
total.
Federal jury has found that L.A. County has to pay Vanessa Bryant $16
million. $16
million. That's just to her.
Well, how much to the other family?
All right, let's
see. Was it the Chester family?
Yes, Chris Chester.
$16
million. He lost his wife.
It'd be 15 because it's 31 total.
$15 million. Yeah, $15
million. So that's $31 million total. Holy moly.
Well, it's well short of the $75 million he asked for.
Yeah, but that was a crazy number. That's what attorneys do. You ask for a crazy number, and then it pushes the juror's judgment upwards. I mean, that's basic negotiating tactics. Although, you know, jurors are usually so stupid that I'm surprised they didn't go for the whole 75 and then add 50 more on top of it. I don't know. I bet you they never talk to jurors. I want to hear one juror explain why taxpayers have to pay for this.
What's weird about this, too, is that the damage hasn't really been done yet. She's very anxious over the pictures being more publicly disseminated.
Oh, that's
that hasn't happened.
That's another point. I forgot. She gets this money.
She's getting the money because she's anxious over the possibility that's going to happen in her lifetime or her kid's lifetime.
But it doesn't diminish her anxiety. Like nothing.
That's correct. It does not.
She doesn't need the money. It doesn't reverse the tragedy. It doesn't diminish her anxiety. It doesn't prevent it from being leaked if other people outside the department have it. Like the people in the department allegedly deleted it from their phones, but you can't trust or believe that.
Right.
In fact, I read one day that there was one firefighter they've never identified who apparently was airdropped a bunch of photos. So maybe that...
Yeah, they did say that, right.
You know, and all these people could have sent it out to... Everybody's focusing on the exchange of photos that we're aware of, but there could be plenty of exchanges that we're not aware of. But my point is that giving her all that money doesn't stop that from happening. If the photos are out there somewhere, her getting the money isn't going to stop it. It's not going to relieve her anxiety. It's not going to reverse the tragedy. It just costs a lot of people who had nothing to do with this a lot of money. And I just find that to be just monumentally unfair. Just a ridiculous system to settle these kind of issues. And then you have people. I don't know who these jurors are, but you know they're often people who don't make much money themselves and don't even have a concept really what $16 million is. It's just play money. It's just some abstract number, and then they get in charge of this.
Yeah.
Come up with a more idiotic system. I'd love to hear it. It's just outrageous, and it doesn't assign the blame where it belongs. This is another example of the responsibility belongs entirely with those sheriff's deputies or those firefighters, whoever did this. That it's 100% their responsibility. Nobody else, not their supervisors, not the county, not anything, not the insurance company, not the taxpayers, just them. They should be. They should account and atone for this personally to the families. It's their sin that they committed.
It's amazing it didn't end up on some of those disgusting websites that like to show the most horrendous photos and the ones Ray look at usually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the crux of this is that the families don't know when that's going to happen.
It was 9 jurors and it was a unanimous verdict. So you don't have to have that in a civil trial, but it was. Yeah. All 9 agreed on the culpability of the county and also the amount.
It doesn't make it right. It just means you have all 9 people who've bought into this same fallacy that entities or people other than the ones who commit the offense are responsible.
Right.
And that's like endemic in the culture now. It's like everybody finds somebody else to blame but the people who commit the offense.
Now, we do not know yet if the county is appealing this decision. Obviously, this news just came out. And whether or not the judge will do anything, because sometimes judges reduce awards that they consider to be too large. But as we said, $31 million is probably almost halfway between what zero and the $75 million that the attorney for Vanessa Bryant was giving the jury as a guideline in coming up with an amount. So that's the decision. A civil jury in a federal case has awarded Vanessa Bryant $16 million and Chris Chester $15 million, a total of $31 million. It's a lawsuit against the LA County sheriffs and fire departments and the county itself because of the crash scene photos that were displayed by some of the first responders after that event in early 2020. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, we'll have more on the announcement that the jury in the federal civil case against the County of Los Angeles, the sheriff's department and the fire department, over the crash scene photos of the helicopter that went down, and Kobe Bryant and his daughter aboard, and several other people. The decision was $31 million will be awarded to the two plaintiffs in this case, who were Vanessa Bryant and a man by the name of Chris Chester, whose wife and daughter died. So
yes,
we'll bring you the full rundown.
L.A. County taxpayers, it's your fault. Good. It's as if you sent the pictures around.
I think the other day we were talking on the show about killing insects. And Deborah Mark has a real aversion to doing that. We now have a very important national story with huge environmental implications. So big that government officials are telling you to go out there and squish, squash, annihilate the lanternfly. Now, the lanternfly is not a big deal here yet, but they think it'll eventually get to California. It is from China, and it is a plant destroyer. It first showed up in Pennsylvania in 2014. It is now found in at least 11 states, including New York. And in particular danger are the grape harvests and the fruit trees. And they think if it gets to California, you can say goodbye to Napa.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then we have to kill these, don't we?
That is the campaign. In fact, even Chuck Schumer, top Democrat in the U.S. Senate from New York, wants you to get out there and kill them. He actually did a news conference where he held up a picture of the spotted lanternfly like a wanted poster.
I heard an exasperated sigh.
Yeah, you did.
Well, the story that we're reading in the New York Times is about vegans who object to this.
It specifically says vegans.
Jody Smith, a software developer, so far has declined to participate in killing the lanternfly. He's vegan, although he says he's not an absolutist. He will exterminate cockroaches in an apartment in Manhattan.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Oh, it's okay to kill cockroaches? Look at this.
I don't like them.
Oh, so some creatures don't get to live because Deborah doesn't like them.
I didn't say I'm going to kill them.
She's got a hierarchy of bugs.
No, you'll hire somebody to poison them, gas them.
Have you seen the picture of the lanternfly, Deborah Mark?
No, I'm going to look it up.
It's kind of butterfly-like. It's got coloring on its wings. I don't think it's particularly attractive, but some people think it is.
I don't care what it looks like. It's going to...
It's kind of cute, actually.
It'll kill the wine industry.
Okay, but...
No, you kill it.
We can't have that.
I have no problem. Okay, I'll be out there with a swatter.
Your
right
Moscato
away.
Is gone.
Oh, no. Okay, let me change my mind. No, but can't we look at alternatives here?
Okay, what would that be?
I don't know.
Relocate them?
To blow it out to Nevada?
Let's relocate the lantern flies. Oh, that's,
you can't
that's a good one. I don't
draw that out for us. Go ahead.
This is a destructive species.
It's
going to wipe out much vegetation that you live off of.
I understand that. I just think that in so many cases, these stories that we do, there is an alternate plan where we don't have to kill animals and insects. You guys just threw this at me right now, so I haven't had time to investigate.
This is a very in-depth New York Times story. I don't think anybody... PETA got involved.
Oh, there's...
The group did not advise people to... Well, it did advise people to carefully consider the actions if it involves killing any living thing, no matter how small or unfamiliar. Any issue involving animals in nature needs to be carefully examined to ensure that any drastic action taken is chosen because it is the least harmful one, that it will not ultimately cause more harm than good.
Here is an argument against lantern flies. Some vineyards in southeast Pennsylvania have lost 90% of their crops.
That's terrible. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that I think before we do something so rash that we should explore some alternatives.
You want to hear what Ann Johnson said?
Yes.
She doesn't even know who Ann Johnson is.
Whoever. I don't care. I'm assuming
she's a doctoral student.
If she's on my side, then I want to hear.
If she's a vegan, then
I want
to hear
she is, right. She's in the Department of Entomology at Penn State. She studies lantern flies. All right, so this is part of her livelihood. She recommends traps or scraping off the grayish masses of eggs that they lay on surfaces.
Oh.
So basically what she's saying is get rid of their reproductive end.
How do you scrape off all the eggs they laid? Boy, that's a...
You'd have to see one that's landed and notice that they dropped their eggs and
there's probably,
destroy them, I guess.
There's probably millions of eggs you'd have to scrape.
Are you okay destroying the eggs, Deborah Mark? Or?
Well, no. I think that, again,
my God, she's,
look.
She's pro-choice.
She's an absolutist.
You're putting me on the spot. I need to do more research. No. And if there's nothing else that we can do, then maybe I'll change my mind.
Some vineyards in southeast Pennsylvania have lost 90% of their crops to the insects. 90%.
That's
egg, meat, swatter, swatter, meat, egg.
I'm not saying that will have to be done. I'm just saying that I think that we need to do further research.
Eric is much more decisive than you are.
Oh, I know.
You know, he picks a side. He goes with it.
I know.
I'm the designated bug killer in my house my entire life. My sister hates him, so it's like I gotta be the one to do the job.
Oh, so he got no problem, yeah, with wiping him out. They've been organizing, because people are really getting into this in New York, pub crawls, where people go from bar to bar, and in between they squash the lantern flies they see.
They're in New York?
They are. That's why Chuck Schumer had a news conference in Central Park. He wants federal funds to fight the scourge of the... They found one on Staten Island in 2020. That was the first one they spotted. Since then, they have proliferated around New York. Central Park, even Long Island's wineries are getting hit. Upstate farms are at risk.
Oh, you're like...
this has become
like
a big story back east.
What?
Staten Island, at a park reserve, they hosted a squishathon.
You know, I like that term.
A squishathon.
Yeah, you go around and stomp them out.
I mean, that just seems really cruel. I mean, seriously, think about that for a second.
I think, you know, to be sympathetic to Deborah Mark, I bet you people got carried away and just squashed everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure that they're going to not know exactly what this lantern fly looks like.
They're going to kill a poor, beautiful monarch butterfly.
Listen to this.
Right. Or maybe even a ladybug.
A guy in Pennsylvania developed an app called Squisher that tracks how many lantern flies you kill.
Oh.
So you can make a game of it. You all download the app.
Well, honey,
and
let's go out and
sign
have
me
a
up.
Game.
Yeah, Squisher.
That sounds like
spelled
a good video
with an
game,
HR
right?
At the end, yeah.
No, I think that, no, that's
look,
mean.
Look at this. Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture has a hotline to report lantern flies. And I'm not making this up. It's 888-4-BAD-FLY.
There you go.
4-BAD-FLY.
Yeah.
And their slogan is, kill it, squash it, smash it, just get rid of it. Wow, they're hostile.
If you have a misgiving about killing the lantern fly, in New York State, they're just encouraging you to report them and then look away.
Okay.
So the lantern fly squishers come after you. I just spotted 100 of them in the park here, then run.
Schumer actually held up a picture of a lantern fly like a wanted poster.
He did, yes, right. You're not going to be last when it comes to California. And it's gobbling up. Well, then again, you're not a big fan of the almonds.
Not the almonds, but the grapes.
It'll be the grapes.
Yeah.
Apparently that's one of the
don't want to see
like
that.
Okay.
Like
I'm still going to say.
Consume the food crops.
I'm standing by what I said. I think we should come back to this. Let's review. Let's
right.
do some
revisit
research.
Is the
revisit.
Word.
I think it's just you and that other vegan, according to the story. You're the only two people.
Well, no. I'm sure if you polled others, there would be plenty of them.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken show. Okay, torture is over. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI, AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.